Do we have any shout-outs that you want to go over?
We have no reviews.
Our tweets, we haven't done a mini episode in a while, so we got tweeted at by Princess Hana, who we'll be talking about in a minute. My brother from another mother, Brother Sinatus, tweeted at us. RC Martinez, Big Fatty tweeted at us, or maybe Poodle McNoodle got on his computer and used his Twitter account. That's possible too.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Poodle McNoodle got on his computer and used his Twitter account.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1481 of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of September, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and I'll probably read to you. Big Fatty, that's wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Hello, Evas. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. And, y'all, for those of you who may be new listeners, Big Fatty, there's no such thing as a new listener to the BFO. You may wonder, what is that Bulgarian national anthem? Well, y'all, this is something that we do on the last little show of every month. And y'all, Stevie B, you know, he's up there I see y'all, I've gotten a textimonium here. It is from the NIP, and let's just see what that is. Big Freddy, you know, the NIP is out there in the San Francisco, so nice to name it twice. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, they've got the Folsom Street Fair going on out there. And, you know, we oftentimes get pictures of that, but y'all, we'll just have to wait and see. And the NIP has sent me a movie, and it says The Beginning of the Folsom Street Fair Now. And y'all, I'm just going to play this for you so you can hear it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Yes, McFaddy. Silly, y'all. That was the most boring, the most boring thing I've ever seen. Y'all, it was just picture of people walking around, and there was nobody. It was nobody all horrored out or anything. Big Freddy. I'm sorry to put you through that, but anyway, y'all, we play the Bulgarian national anthem on the last little show of every month, and that's Stevie V. He gets that song stuck in his head, so we go to him every month, and ask him to lead us in the singing of it. Yes, Big Freddy. So there you have it. Y'all, as a reminder, when you wake up, first thing too, I say Tuesday morning, y'all remember, you gotta say rabbit, rabbit. And that'll bring you good month. B, Fatty, how about good luck? Okay, that too. For the entire month. Big Fatty, you're just stumbling. Well, Poodle, here's the thing. Yes, Big Fatty, go ahead. Try to explain it. Here's the thing. Y'all, I'm a little giddy. I'm a little giddy because, y'all, 3 months. 3 months from today will be New Year's Eve. Big Fatty, chill the champagne. Y'all, I just cannot believe how quickly the year goes. Y'all, I've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating. Big Fatty, you repeat everything else. Why not this? But y'all, I'm telling you, the old saying is the older you get, the faster time flies. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's absolutely unbelievable. How quickly the year passes us by. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it is a big fatty. But anyway, and y'all, that is why you're Eva's, because in 3 months, you'll be New Year's Eva's big fatty. So anyway, y'all, enough about all that. Let me tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, back it up a little bit. Last time I spoke to you was on, I recorded Thursday night for the Friday little show, and y'all, Friday in the coal mine, it was an okay day. Larry Klein and I were working on a big project that culminates. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. It culminates this coming week, y'all, we were just getting some things organized, and that made the day go fairly fast. Nothing terribly bad or anything. It was a good day. Friday night, I was here in the Fat Cave, and y'all, I just piddled. Big Fatty, we cleaned it up, though. No, not that kind of piddling. Y'all just piddled around the house, and I watched some things on the TV machine, and y'all just really didn't do a whole lot of anything. Then on Saturday, what I do on Saturday, y'all, I piddled some more. Big Fatty Volga. I'm trying to think, what did I do on Saturday? Oh, y'all, let me just back up a second. Y'all, on a Friday, when I went back to work after my lunch and fiber on Friday, y'all, I save all my, do you save all your old bills? I have a drawer that I keep all the old bills in, and y'all, when the drawer gets full, then I take the oldest of the old and take them into the coal mine and put them through the shredding machine. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I carried a big stack of them in there, and y'all, I had some bills back to last century. Big Fatty, perhaps you should do it a little more often. Then on Saturday, what I do on Saturday, y'all? I'm trying to think. I don't remember. I think I just piddled. Oh, I just watched stuff that I had recorded on the TV machine and called up, because you know I've got a lot of new programs in the TiVo that I'm recording, and you know, giving things a try. Y'all, one of the things that I recorded was that the Master Chef Junior, and y'all, it's really quite good. It's youngsters from ages 8 through 13, I think. And, y'all, they are doing fancy cooking for that Gordon Ramsay and those other two, judges on that show. But y'all, I think it's going to be pretty good. So that Gordon Ramsay is not ugly to them, because, you know, their mama's right upstairs, and their mama will come down and pull out a can of whoop ass. Big Fatty Volga. Then on Saturday afternoon, y'all got the cellular telephonic device rang, and y'all, it was the turnip head. Y'all, you know the turnip head. He's up there in the northern Mexico, and we just chitter-chatted a little bit. And y'all, I've been asked to pass along a message on behalf of the turnip head, and Big Fatty would like to join in on this message and saying, "Hey to Hendrick, y'all. You know Hendrick, don't you? He was at the Pride 48. Came all the way from Germany." You know, there are two people that Big Fatty knows that live in Germany. It's Hendrick, and the other one is the second cousin, twice removed, of that Miss Kim Beaver, and that's that Michael in Stuttgart. And I'm sure they're just right around the corner from each other. Michael is in Stuttgart, and I think Hendrick is in it's cologne. Big Fatty, you but anyway, turnip head, I've passed the message along. Hey, Hendrick, and I'll say it too. Hey, Hendrick, he's probably unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fatty. Did that, and y'all. Then I was on that Stick It With a Poke. And that's hosted by that Gavin. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Let's see, who else was on there? Oh, Tracy, that's his co-host, and Jimmy, as the old stink pot says, a Big Fatty Toppy Smelly is what you mean. And Toppy Smelly was on there, and the turnip head came on, and we had Arte Grizza. We had a lovely little chitter chat, and y'all, when that was over, I hopped in the Shure and got ready to go out to the Dudley Do-Rights to meet Granny and Miss Porter. You know, that's what we do most every Saturday night. I had put my outfit on, and I was just piddling around the Fat Cave here, and y'all, the cellular telephonic device rang again, y'all, and it was the other host of the Live It Up little show. It's Dr. Stone, Dr. E Pluribus Stone, calling. Just hadn't had a chance to. He says, "I just hadn't talked to you in forever." So y'all, basically, he told me everything that that he and the turnip head are going to talk about on their next Live It Up little show. And Dr. Stone said that he might be planning a trip, y'all, and I think I know. Once he saw that barbecue map of the South Kakalaki, y'all, he got the itch. Big Freddy, is there a medicated cell for that? Probably. He may be coming he may be here in 90 in 3 months, y'all. He may be here for New Year's Eve. Big Freddy, that would be lovely. He can see your balls drop. No, not mine. But y'all went out to the Dudley Do-Rights and had some cocktails with Granny and Miss Porter, and y'all, we just had a good old time. We just sat there and cut the fool, Big Freddy. Y'all, I had passed along the link to those photos that Amy Coles. Hi, Amy. You know, she took all the pictures during the Pride 48. I sent him the link to that so he could go take a look at that Miss Donna Sugars. Big Freddy. Granny, you fucked it up. But anyway, because, you know, Granny loves the Donna Sugars. And, y'all, Granny's already talking about coming back next year. So, you know, there's no accounting for taste. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. There's no account. Big Fatty. But, you know, came on home. And then on Sunday, y'all, I have just piddled around the Fat Cave again, y'all. The weather is just lovely. I'm sleeping with the windows open, and y'all, it used to be that Big Fatty would get hot. But y'all, that's another thing that changes when you get older is your blood turns to ice water, and so you're always cold. And not everybody, but you know it's. But anyway, at least for Big Fatty, yes, Big Fatty. And what else? Oh, y'all, I fixed me some more of those blue cheese cheeseburger, and had that for my supper on Saturday night. And y'all, I'm just I've washed my underpants on Sunday. Big Fatty, you just leave such a exciting life. Have there been any gentlemen? No gentlemen callers. We go in the ebb and flow, the feast and famine, and y'all, we're currently in the famine. So but that's okay, because there will eventually be a feast. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. So, anyway, y'all, speaking of that Kim Beaver, y'all, I want to, this is something I meant to do earlier. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I meant to go over here and see, because y'all, I hadn't been over to the lodge in forever. And, y'all, I miss the lodge, and probably, well, Big Fatty, go to it every now and then. So, y'all, I'm just going to go over here to it right now. And, you know, if you ever need to get to the lodge, y'all, just go over there to the BFO and click on it. Y'all, there's nothing new. Y'all, the last thing over there was posted almost 2 months ago. The new Dr. Pooh. So, Miss Beaver, let's get on that. We need to have some new things in the lodge. Yes, Big Fatty, we do. But, y'all, Miss Beaver did send me something in the e-letters. And, y'all, I just want to, y'all, it says here it's 71 simple British slang phrases that everyone should start using. And, y'all, it says, are you feeling a bit knackered or fagged today? Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Internet and need something to be gobsmacked by? Well, then rest your zonked peepers on these 71 simple British phrases. Some are common, some are out of use, but all of them you will want to start using immediately. Gretchen Wieners once advocated that everyone start saying fetch, but don't stop there. Don't be a tosser. Use them all. And just remember, be very careful when you ask a British person how their father is. You know not what you're asking. Big Fatty, I don't understand any of that. Well, that's because it's all Mexican, you know. And y'all, I've read all that to you, and I've just realized that I'm not going to have time to read you anything else. There you go. Y'all, the big run. I'm recording this prior to the big run coming on Sunday night. Y'all, I'm really looking forward to that, because, you know, that really is one of my favorite shows on the TV machine. And, oh dear, I see. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Big Liar and that Joe Batanz from the Joe Batanz Show, and y'all, Big Fatty, they were talking about me being on your computer, and it's true. Poodle, just out of curiosity, were you tweeting that Joe Batanz? Big Fatty, I'm guilty as charged. They make me be Nancy. And, you know, there's those Nancy boys over there at the Joe Batanz Show, and Mike Lawson, what do you say?
Noodle McNoodle got on his computer and used his Twitter account.
Guilty as charged. Now incarcerate me.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.